our honorable Imam Mawlana Wasim and my beloved fathers and brothers and sons. Mawlana has asked me to say a few words. First of all, we want to thank Allah for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And I was totally surprised when I came in here. I didn't know about these new developments. So I want to say Mubarak, congratulations to the community for all the hard work. And whatever you have contributed to the masjid, Allah will build for you a palace in Jannah.
Amen.
We know the famous hadith of our beloved Nabi Muhammad wasallam, Man bana lillahi masjidan bana Allahu lahu baytan fi Jannah. Whosoever builds a masjid, Allah will build for you a palace in Jannah.
Amen.
So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, but we are not rich people. We can't afford to build a masjid. So the Nabi Muhammad said, alayhi salatu wasalam, even if your contribution is the size of a bird's nest, that this is the size of a bird's nest, then Allah will give you the same reward. So whatever you have contributed here, inshallah, is guaranteed Allah will build your palace in Jannah.
Amen, amen.
And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant that the Jama'ah of this part of the world, this community becomes stronger and stronger, inshallah,
Amen.
And bigger.
Amen.
And to become stronger, we have that love for one another, pure love for one another. In the masjid where I am in Portland's Masjid al-Rabi', for the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa, that is the name of our masjid, I always tell people that we don't have any place and space in our hearts to raise another Muslim. Leave alone people making salah every day without us. We only have place and space to love each and every Muslim. And if it's pure love, then Rasulullah says to us, it's going to be announced at the Qiyamah, Aina al-mutahabuna fillah. Where are those people who love one another for the sake of Allah? They have come forward and put them on mimbars. Look, these type of mimbars. Mimbars of nur. يَحْبِتُمُ الْأَنْبِيَا وَالشُّهَدَىٰ Even the Anbiya and the Shuhada, those people that go straight to Jannah, they're going to ask, Ya Allah, who are these people? And the answer will come, they were Muslims that love one another only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have that love for one another and respect for one another. This ummah is about unity and love. And I can also share that I am very fortunate where I am as an imam. For 34 years, I never had any problem with the community, nor with the committee. Alhamdulillah, 34 years, no problems. As a former president of the MCC and president of UQSA, I traveled a lot. I went to a lot of conferences. Not once in the committee tell me, Sheikh, but Sheikh traveling again. Because they understood that I'm not only the Imam of Portland. I'm representing the Muslims of Cape Town and South Africa in many other conferences. So that must be the understanding, inshallah. And the second point I want to bring over is that and we've been lacking for the last 100 years, the Ummah has been lacking this important part of our lives, and that is to call people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say we are 2% or 3%, or let us not say we are 5% here in South Africa. In other words, there are 45 million non-Muslims waiting for us to bring them the deen of Islam, the beautiful deen of Islam. And there's one thing that I've learned that when I was on Hajj about 5 years ago, one of the Imams of the Haram of Makkah came and gave us a few words. And he said that we are not responsible for the results. So Allah is not going to keep us responsible. So how many people did you manage to embrace Islam? That final guidance is in the hands of Allah. We are only responsible, did we deliver the message or didn't we deliver the message? And for so far, most of us, we didn't deliver the message. And wallahi, the world and the non-Muslim world are waiting for the Muslims to bring them the deen of Islam. I'm just going to end off with a person that used to be a pastor, a priest in Texas, in the United States of America. And I'm going to just shorten the story. His name was Joseph Estes. And his father told him, they were making business also. His father's a priest, he's a priest. And his father told him that tomorrow the Egyptian is coming to make business with us. He said, oh, okay, I'll go to the airport and fetch him because I went to hear of the pyramids in Egypt. So the father said to him, and he's a Muslim. A Muslim? No, father, please. I don't want to meet Muslims. These people are worshiping a black box in the desert, referring to the Kaaba. The father said, but you have to go. He went, and a long story short, this Egyptian Muslim stayed with him every day at supper time, breakfast. They speak about the religion. Yusuf Estes, the night, his wife told him, Joseph, I want a divorce. Because the other priest, the Brazilian priest, embraced Islam. So he thought that the wife think that he also embraced Islam. The wife said, I want a divorce. He said, no, I'm not Muslim. I'm not Muslim. She said, no, the reason why I want a divorce is I am a Muslim. So he said, no, I'm also Muslim. So he said, no, that's the reason why I want a divorce, because you lie. You just told me you're not a Muslim, now he's just a Muslim. So you can go on YouTube and look at Yusuf Estes, a brilliant caller to the Deen of Islam. So this is a priest that was delivering the message of Jesus. He's now a Muslim. So we mustn't underestimate our efforts that we will do here in this area of how many of the white people and the colored people, the black people will embrace the Deen of Islam. So inshallah, I hope, inshallah, Maulana Wasim has already invited me to come give a Jumu'ah. Inshallah, so that is on the cards, inshallah. So I don't want to delay the brothers. I'm just happy to be here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, as we meet here tonight, that Allah will grant us to meet in Jannah. And we have been asked to make dua for Dr. Farhat Khan, a young doctor that has passed on yesterday. May Allah grant Nur in his qabr. May Allah grant the Jannah to his dose. He, in fact, also got married to a rebirth. May Allah protect us and the two children and grant him khair and barakah and success, and that they meet up with their father and their husband in Jannah. Amen. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa askinhum fil jannah wa tajawaz an sayyi'atihim wa ihfidhhum ya Allah ma'a an-nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i wa salihin. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursalin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.